tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, something dumb. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome back to the Vampire Diaries Season 6, Episode 21. I'll wed you in the golden summer. I'm your host, Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, which I suggest you do, because I just tweeted out the most amazing picture of my co-hosts. I'm not even going to tell you any more than that. I'm just going to let you find out for yourself. It's incredible. Of course, I'm with my chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. You can find me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson, and I am in the YouTube Lives chat role right now.
YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV.
That's the one.
That's it. And of course, the beautiful Katie Campbell.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
And the fabulous Sam Davidson.
You can find me on Twitter at SamD43. Hey, guys.
All right, I'm surprised that your guys' makeup is still intact on that side of the table. I just gotta say that. It's looking really good. There were some tears. There were some tears tonight. You guys know, as always, you can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Give us that 5 stars, that thumbs up. Write a comment. We read everything you guys have to say. You're the absolute best. And make sure for next week you come into our live chat. Because if they're watching this after, then they can't know. So that's why for next week. Otherwise, if you're watching now, then you're here, so we're happy to have you. All right, guys, what do you think about tonight's episode, which really has me conflicted, because next week's the season finale. We're coming in hot. What do you think?
I have a lot of predictions for how this whole thing ends, and none of them are good.
Girlfriend, don't you see predictions at the bottom of
the board? I know, but that's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay, fine. Katie?
I love this show, and I always enjoy the episodes, but this is just, like, really pulling at my heartstrings, and I don't know if I wanted to know what's happening with Elena beforehand, because I feel really depressed watching the show. I still want to keep watching, but I feel like, oh, my God, but even if this is a beautiful moment, like, I just can't get past knowing what's happening. Like, she's leaving the show.
You have one of those faces where it's like, when you're in pain, I'm in pain for you being in pain. Not that I'm not in pain already, but just, oh, I feel bad for you feeling bad, the lover of love. Yeah. Sam, how you feeling?
I am not happy.
All right, elaborate, please.
I'm not happy at all. I was really happy that the show wasn't rushing her departure, but I feel like this episode was starting to rush it. I mean, it's the final two, and we're kind of rushing things.
I just don't know if there was any possible way. There are thousands of different ways it could be done, but if any of them would have left us being like, yeah, it's okay that Elena's gone, because they did it like that. So I know what you mean in terms of rushing, but even if they prepped us 2 years ago for her leaving, I don't think it would have made a difference.
Well, so what? Is she just going to spend the finale dying? Is that what we are, like, expected to look forward to, of her being like, ugh, help me? I mean, honestly, that sucks.
That was a really great acting job. Really brilliant. You know, we're going to talk about the Elena thing. But just to keep you guys on your toes, we're saving it till the end, so you got to stick with us. Because there's a lot of other stuff that happened in tonight's episode. A lot of other stuff.
A lot.
I want to start with this tag team, Matt and Bonnie, okay? Because they... Tiana's already got some sort of opinion about it. I haven't even said what I was going to say, and Tiana's giving me that smile. What's going on, girl?
No, say what you're going to say.
I just think that I don't know, I've been seeing some people maybe think romance or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that they work well together, but they make me nervous because they're not on our team right now. They're on their own separate team. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we were getting some tweets about Matt and Bonnie being together.
What would
and
it be?
Bonnie.
Wait.
Bat.
Bat?
No, bot. Bot.
What are you guys trying to figure out right now?
Monty.
Ship name would be
it's Monty.
No, it wouldn't. It would be Manny. Manny.
I think this just means it's not meant to be. Guys.
It's Monty.
If we can't get your ship name right on the first time, then it is not meant to be.
Yeah,
Delana's so easy. Come on. Oh, and I lost Katie on that. I'm sorry. So you were saying?
No, but it's easy. But together, you could see the two of them are a little bit dangerous and are not possibly making the best decisions. They're both very angry.
Because they have alternative motives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why it never works on any show, period, if you split up and have your own plan.
Because it's TV or, like, in life, that doesn't work either.
Maybe both. I was mainly talking about TV here, but...
I feel like sometimes Elena split off and done her own thing, or Stefan has... I guess they always come back to the group.
They do. My issue with Matt and Bonnie is that they're both... acting rash right now, like they're just, let's just get this over with, and then they both walked into something that, like, they couldn't help themselves get out of.
Right.
Instead of being like, hey, look, Bonnie, tell someone that you're having these dreams about Kai being back, and, you know, there's a loophole, because like Matt said, if Bonnie Bennett has a hunch, you trust it. So I'm not saying that the rest of the group would have believed her or said anything, but they would have been like, okay, well, let's deal with it. Like, you know, we'll figure out a way to deal with it in a little bit, or at least find out what Stefan's plan is for his mom after he drains her out.
Right.
Yeah, and like, if she did say something earlier about her having these dreams, then they're all like, where's Bonnie and Matt? Then maybe something would go off, like, oh, maybe they're doing something. We should go find them.
TV's got me really overanalyzing my dreams, because when you watch these shows, they never just put nightmares in them, and it's like, eh, that was just a dream that they had, or a nightmare. There's so much meaning in every single one. So now I'm waking up and I'm like, what's happening? What is going on? What witch is going to come and kill me? And what? Like,
you're having dreams about witches killing you?
Katie, the amount of TV I watch, yeah, oh my God. The witches, the vampires, the superheroes, they're all coming to get me.
You know, I'm not going to lie, you guys. I have had a dream of Damon that was not a sex dream, but was a scary dream.
But not a scary sex dream.
No, not a scary. It was literally, I was scared. I know, you would think, but I have just been, in my dreams, it's a recurring thing. I'm running around and Damon's chasing me and it's not good.
Yeah, our producers are going, no more, no more, cut the sex dream.
Sorry, guys.
I'm kidding. No, you know, things get a little scandalous on the show sometimes. It's Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get there, but we saw a very scandalous barnyard scene tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean. Obviously, you know what I mean. You watched the show. Couldn't miss it if you tried. Okay, so they do decide that they are going to, I don't even know what the plan was, to kill Lily or to put her down.
They were going to shoot her, like, to make her pass out, and then put her in the back of the truck and take her to that boiling room that he's got that he tried to get Enzo in. Sheriff guy gave him, the volunteer guy who we thought was going to be important at the beginning of the season, then turned out he wasn't.
I said that. Oh,
no.
Man, what was his name? Wow, he
Trip.
Was... Trip.
Trip.
Oh, Katie with the binder. Katie with the binder, everyone. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. But then once they got her in the boiler room, was this a torture tactic? Or
they were going to burn her to the stake. Mm. Old school style. We're talking Salem witch trials.
But can you imagine if, because you were having specific dreams, you decided to burn somebody that did something to you in your dream? Like, I know that she's more dangerous than that. She's done other thing, but...
Well, she's already attacked Bonnie.
Yeah, she did. She
that
did.
That's scary.
But she didn't attack Joe, and because Joe had the baby, so there is some good in her.
And see, all of me thinks that it wasn't a dream. Kai was back the whole episode, just, like, in some invisibility form. So, I mean, it's so easy for...
Say all of me, what does that mean?
Like, there's not any reasonable doubt inside me that thinks that
when we were watching it. Yeah, it was like, are they controlling your dreams?
He's screwing with her the way he does and kind of letting her know, hey, I'm back, but I'm going to let you kind of think it's a dream.
Yeah, because he said he was, like, snuggling up next to her, taking her magic, so he was probably messing with her at that point.
Yeah, I definitely think he was messing with her, and I am agreeing with you that these dreams are not ever really dreams, and that's what's going on here. But then instead, they go down, they're like, all right, we got this. Matt's very confident that he's going to take her away. He's like, oh, it's going to be easy peasy, shoot her, drag her, whatever. Bonnie's already been completely choked out by her once before, like, and she was attacked by her again. I don't know why they thought this would be so easy, but they get down there, and door's open, she's gone. And then all of a sudden, we look at Matt, and he's, I couldn't even, I felt like he was drowning. mm-hmm. you said that it felt like his airway, somebody was pushing against him, but we couldn't see anything. It was the creepiest looking thing of all time. And then it happens to Bonnie, too. I thought maybe something was in the air or whatnot. Were you guys sure that it was Kai at that point, or were you confused on what was taking place?
I think I thought, if anything, it would be Kai. But I don't understand why he's the only one that's running around, and where are the other... Why did he get to leave and everybody else is staying back there?
I don't know.
It was for sure witchcraft. It's, you know, if it was a vampire, they would have ripped their head off or, you know, bit them, whatever.
I want to know what's going on with T in the chat, because you're fiercely typing away, girlfriend.
There's just a lot of feelings going on right now in the chat roll about everything, so I was reading that, but...
We get that across the table. We get the feels.
I'm going to be depressed for... I'm already depressed, and after next week, I already know it's going to be a rough one for me.
You
for
have the summer to cheer up, though.
I just got the chills when you said that, because I'm, like, anticipating that too.
What you got? You're still looking.
Oh, sorry. I have so many thoughts.
They're more interesting than us. Yeah. I get that. Honestly, you guys got brilliant things to say. That's why you got to join us live. Let's be honest. That's the truth of the matter. Okay, so they both go to the floor. I'm thinking, wait a second. Neither of these two are the people we're killing off next week. What are they doing? Get up. I don't have time to worry about you because you're not leaving the show. So, like, get up.
I'm freaking out about everybody leaving the show at this point, though.
Mm-hmm. You think they're messing with us and there really is no season 7?
Yeah. I don't know.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised.
Joke's on you guys. Ha, ha, ha. Pulling the plug. That would be really, really brutal.
Or it's like everyone dies except for Alaric and he walks away from, like, Mystic Falls in flames. Just, like, badass style, like... I gotta go start all over life, man. And, like, everything's burning behind him.
But now... Oh, I thought you meant he's in flames. I'm like, no. He's just a human, so if he's in flames, he's dead.
No, like, all of Mystic Falls and everyone else is in Mystic Falls.
Did he set fire to it?
Well, it was just, like, an all-out war. And then he's the only person who survives. No, I'm just saying, like, that could happen. And that could be the series finale next week. And... I mean,
honestly, with a bow and arrow, him walking out.
I wouldn't put it past him because we are seeing a lot of different characters and key players do big things right now. One of the people that I don't know what the heck's going on with her, what her end game is, well, we know what she wants, but how she's planning on getting it is Lily. So Lily is the one who escapes. I was thinking maybe she was hurting their necks or whatever, or she was behind it. I still don't really know how she ties in with Kai and what's going on there. But she is buddies with Enzo. Enzo's trying to bring her this MP3 player. She's really grateful, has no idea what it is. Ha, ha, ha.
Also, hello, MP3 player. That's a little bit old for us.
I know. It was an iPod, but they can't say iPod because of branding, and, like, they'd have to pay Apple, so they had to say MP3
player. Well, she's like, oh, so new, MP3. I'm like, that's old, girl. That is
that's
old.
That's how television works.
No, I'm just thinking about your Mac sitting on the table. You need to send them some money? No, it is true. That is how TV works. I just think that what's going on with them is so fascinating because she's so clearly abandoned her own sons. She's only focused on this new family, and Enzo is somehow a part of that family, and he wants to be, which is the weirdest part.
I understand that, though, because he feels like he didn't fit in anywhere, and he wants, like, a family and somebody to love him.
Why doesn't he fit in with Damon? I understand that Damon left him for dead once, but I feel like we moved on from that.
Yeah. I don't know. We haven't really seen much of them. We saw it last episode a little bit, but we haven't seen much of their little best friend relationship. Yeah, bromance.
Yeah. I mean, I said this last week, and I'll say it again. Like, there's a reason that character has been so important. And there was a while where we were like, this is stupid. Why is he still here? He's still here because they have this plot line planned with Lily and with the brothers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love his character. I do. I think he might end up staying on Team Stefan Damon and turning against Lily because he does question her. He's like, do they know you're out? You know, he really is curious about it. I don't think he's fully Team Lily.
Who told her to go to the docks? Because...
That's a question. What?
Yeah, it was a good question.
But also, what was on the MP3 player? We don't know.
Did she even get it, though?
Well, he says it's music from her time, but I don't believe that.
I don't think there's that many songs from her time that are recorded.
She didn't even get it, though.
No,
she can still hear him at the front door. She's a vampire. She has special hearing.
Right.
So she could hear that he tried to drop off the MP3 player, but I don't know, everything about her was just kind of weird because did you guys notice that when Bonnie was on the floor with her wrists cut open, she goes, it was, and then it cut to Alaric, and then Roxy. What's her face? Roxy. And then Lily at the docks was like, I didn't say it was my family who told me to come here, and then it cut to Alaric. I don't know what that meant, but I just was like, why did they keep...
Lark isn't on this?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe...
You're looking at the end.
I was thinking maybe somehow, like, they possessed him in some way, and, like, they used him to channel something because Joe was around him. Like, there's just something where I felt like a Lark was being used for something. Or maybe they were just setting it up for what happens at the wedding, and, you know, Joe.
I think they were, like, maybe Bonnie said it was Kai, and then Lily was going to tell Enzo it was Kai.
Do you think that Bonnie was about to say it was Kai?
Yeah.
So she saw him?
I think he probably showed himself to her like he did before. Mm-hmm. He's
or
playing
she
with
could
her.
Feel
we
it.
Have to assume that he was after her blood to do what to get the heretics back because you need it with the Ascendant. Bonnie hasn't clarified for us that she has tossed or burned or ruined, destroyed this Ascendant. We saw her starting the ritual, and then Elena tonight is like, but you ruined the Ascendant, and Bonnie doesn't answer and say, yes, I did. She just says, what if there's a loophole? I'm kind of thinking that Bonnie, I don't want to say wimped out, because I don't mean that. Whatever she did, she decided not to for some reason. I don't know. Or she knows of a loophole.
I just feel like with all the jumping between time zones, of course there's a loophole in some way. I mean, we brought back the cure.
And,
you know, if we can bring back the cure, there's a way to get this Ascendant back.
And Kai got out. So that could be the loophole, whatever he did.
But are the heretics out? Because
we don't know. We haven't seen them.
I think they're in those crates from, because remember
like
they were coming
potties.
When they were on their way here, they were on a ship on their way here, so maybe when they came back to the docks, like the ship that they got taken from.
We have to assume that Lily believes them to be here, because I would think that's who was meeting her at this place, at the docks.
Also, are there docks in Mystic Falls all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah.
Are we near a major body of water all of a sudden that we've never seen before?
Totally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just throwing that one out there, I was shocked, but who am I?
Really, you just have to think about Atlanta. There's a lot of places to shoot there. We got to utilize the water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on here.
I don't know. And I feel like Enzo is standing there having second thoughts about this, thinking, ooh, bitch could be a little crazy. Not sure yet, but who told her to be here and what exactly is going on? I'm on the fence about her.
Maybe, but in the end, she really didn't leave him like he thought, and I think he still longs for that, you know, being wanted by like a family, and also the revenge thing. I still think he's holding on to it with Stefan. Maybe he's not so intense with it right now, but he's still holding on to it, and that's getting Stefan back in a way in his mind, maybe, because she's treating him like a son over Stefan.
I still don't understand what Stefan's plan is with this girl. He's like, no, it'll work out. Lily will be fine. She'll be my mom. It's like, honey, I don't know how else to say this. It's really sad. She doesn't want you.
Also, Gemini 9857, thank you. It wasn't the docks that they were at. They were at, like, a salvage yard.
Oh.
With a bunch of crates.
Water.
So no water.
No water.
My bad.
No, not your bad. My bad for explaining why, you know. Because we're using our resources wisely and making the world a better place. Okay. So we've got a bunch of different journeys we're going on in tonight's episode. And one of the journeys is a brother journey. And I love when the show focuses on the brother bond. It happens less than you would think it would for a show that is about brothers and another girl. But I think because one of those people, it's about three main people, one of them's about to be off the show, they're kind of reminding us, hey guys, look at this bond. You guys love them as brothers.
Yeah. And I just love their brotherly bond, which is why I just never wanted Damon to take it, because I don't think that they should be separated.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, but the way that they go about this tonight is really, really harsh. So Stefan and Elena are clearly in cahoots, and they're like, was it the word cahoots that made you sound? That's a weird one.
No, the Stefan and Elena.
The Elena thing. Got it.
Yeah.
And they're working together because neither of them think that Damon should take the cure.
Well, they want to make sure he is sure he wants to take the cure.
Right. Stefan doesn't think Damon should take the cure. Elena doesn't want him to take it.
And then instantly regret it.
Right.
Hate her.
To be honest, it seems like she really doesn't want him to, like, she's trying to do everything she can to convince him not to do it.
I think in her heart, she knows that he likes being a vampire, and she, you know, she doesn't want him to resent her for it. But I don't think Elena should have taken it at this moment right now, because there's so much going on. She's in danger because
I have a really hard time with this, because obviously, I don't mean, obviously there aren't vampires in this world. I don't know that, actually. There could be. To the best of my knowledge, I would love to be a vampire. I would really, really enjoy being a vampire. Mm-hmm. So looking at Elena complaining all the time about being a vampire, this sounds so messed up, but I'm like, guess what? Adopt a kid or do something, you know, have foster kids. Or you can always still have children. There's a lot of women in the world that can't have children.
Yeah.
It's not just exclusive to you because you're a vampire. You could still have a family. You could still live a life. You could be with this man forever. So, I would love that.
So you want them to go compel themselves a child?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Because look, if she were to go try to adopt a child right now, she would need paperwork. Elena Gilbert died.
No, you know? No, people still know her as Elena. Elena
yeah, but
didn't
then,
die.
I mean, they're going to keep checking in on her and the family because once you adopt, like, you're part of the system. They come and check in on you, like, all the time. They're going to know she's not
they're
aging.
Just like, wow, you're one of those really good people at taking care of your skin.
Yeah.
You
well,
know? Okay.
Yeah.
Like you're also, like, 21. We're not going to give you a child right now. And you're in college. You don't have any income.
I'm just saying eventually there would be a way for her to get a kid. However she did it. It's not like this is the only way to have... It'd be the only way to have a biological child. That is true. But and I get that it's what she's always wanted. I don't want to take that dream away from her. But I don't know. She says she has always wanted to be a human, and I believe her. But was it really that bad being a vampire?
No, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the fact that they made the choice to turn her into a vampire, that is a huge choice for a TV show to make. And for them to reverse it so fast, I thought she was going to have some side effects, something. No. All of a sudden, she's just human, and it's no different.
And danger has always found her from right. the beginning, so this is just putting her more in harm's way.
I do think it's kind of poetic justice, though. I'm going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm playing devil's advocate on myself, but it's like, I do think it's beautiful that she is a human again, mm-hmm. and by the end of the series, and obviously it would be the only way, if we are killing her off, which we don't know if we are, but if that's what happens, it would be the only way to really do that. I mean, I don't want to see her frickin' daggered in the heart as a vampire. That would be miserable.
I agree, though. Like, I want her to be human for her character wanting to be human, but I think I'm arguing the fact that, like, I don't want her to leave.
Right. We are talking right now. Elena already did it. We already talked about that. That happened. We've been there, done that. The person we need to know about is Damon and whether he's going to take this or not. So, Stefan decides to take Damon on a trip down, what's the opposite of memory lane? On future lane. What your life could possibly look like. And it's full of all that crap that humans have to do. I'm watching this episode feeling really depressed about the fact that I'm a human.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, you have to deal with rent or a mortgage and then paperwork. And you have to do all this. And I'm like, I do. I do have to do all this. It sucks.
Yeah. Just made me think of everything I have to do.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, my taxes just had... That was miserable.
It's like I'm going home tonight and I'm making a frozen meal.
And you have to get
that's
one of those jobs and you're going to be by yourself. Hello.
And I had to get an oil change today and he mentioned that. So.
Yeah. I'm sitting here feeling like, wow, you're right. Let's all just like fold now and become vampires because this is too hard.
Give it up.
This is too hard for any of us. So they are talking about all these things and Damon kind of has a solution for everything. He's like, oh, whatever. People have been doing this for all this time and whatnot. We think he hasn't really thought it through. But then we see that he has bought a bar and he has rented or bought something the place above it, just like in Elena's dream. Not in Tribeca, but in the Northwest somewhere, he said, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
by a medical school.
By a medical school. And all of a sudden, it clicks for me like, oh my gosh, sometimes you know what you want until what you actually want is right in front of you. And what he wants is Elena. He's doing it. I want him to do it. I never thought I was going to want him to do it, but I did all of a sudden. It was weird.
Really? Because I didn't. I was like, no, dude, you're better off the way you are. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
But I like what Stefan said to Elena about how when Damon was human before, he didn't have any mm-hmm. aim. He was kind of aimless, and he found his purpose when he became a vampire. But then to see Damon kind of go through all the emotions and figure out that, like, being with Elena and being human is what he wanted.
That is his purpose.
I love it because it's like I have a purpose as a human now because
right.
of Elena coming into his life and being the inspiration and the
I love you.
And the joy for him. And maybe I'm going to cry now.
No,
I don't know.
That's just exactly it. You just said it perfectly. That's how I felt. Like he didn't have purpose and he became a vampire and now he does have purpose as a human. And I feel like Elena's a better human now that she was a vampire too. Being a vampire, ironically, made them better humans. I thought that was beautiful.
And I usually don't support the fact of, like, you need a man or a woman to kind of, like, define you in your life. But in this case, it was him saying, it's not that she defines me, but it's just that we're better together. And I'm willing to give up my vampirism to be with her because that's the woman I love. I want to marry you. I want to have be the father of your babies. I was like, oh, my God, if a man said that to me, honey.
Yes. Getting the chills, it's terrible.
When he watched that couple, too, the older couple, like, bicker and then kiss, I was just like, oh.
And then slapped her ass.
Old people love.
I can't with the old people love. That was so amazing. First he goes and he tortures the little kid, and I was like, okay, classic Damon. But then he sees it, and it's like, all right, that looks, I can picture you and Elena like that. Stefan put all these things, a 2-year, 7-year, if she died, all those things in his head. And I was like, yes, obviously, as humans, that's the risk we take every single day. You fall in love with somebody, and sometimes you end up brokenhearted. But it's better than never falling in love with anybody at all. And I just think that he could never stay with her if he's not human. Because she would grow old and die, and he wouldn't. And that's too difficult.
I do want to point out that Stefan made some very valid points, because the statistics for relationships that go into, like, med school or law school together and come out of it together are, like, very high, low of the couples that survive that. So he is painting a very accurate picture. Like, this is going to be your life. She's going to be busy doing this. You're going to be, you know, more relaxed and not have, and you're going to have to find the balance between the two. Right. So it's a very valid argument, because most people don't realize the amount of stress that something like that does put on the relationship. And Damon is giving up his entire life and lifestyle to do it, so you really need to make sure it's what you want to do.
100%, but this defies logic, because what you're talking about right now isn't about two people who used to be humans and then were vampires and then were humans and have gone through all the things they have. I'm pretty confident that they would make it work. I really am. But I don't think we can apply our logic to their relationship, because their relationship is unlike any relationship I've ever known, based on their circumstances.
Well, we also need to remember, though, that Damon has been a vampire for over
172 years. Stefan said tonight.
Yes, and Elena has only been a now she's human, but what, 3 years? So it's just not going to work. When she made the choice to take the cure, for me, that was her making the choice to end a life with him in a way.
Really?
Yeah.
I was so nervous when Stefan went to go get in Damon's head. He was like, not too long ago, I was in love with her. She was in love with me. What happened?
Funny.
I thought he was going to put memories. Yeah, he said they were. I don't believe they were, but they were. He put the memory. I thought he was going to put memories of him and Elena, like, talking, being like, we're in love, into his head, being like, look what else she could do. I was going to punch him.
Well, it's messed up. I mean, they're acting now like Stefan and Elena were just like, oh, nothing. Like, they were the whole show for the first two seasons.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know Elena and me were soulmates, too. You can't say that to your brother.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Because he took her.
Yes, you can.
No, he didn't take her. She's
a grown woman. She can make her own choices.
You can have more than one soulmate. I believe in that.
And they can be brothers. Guys, hey, don't do it.
Sorry. Been
if they're
there.
Hot, then.
They're
you know.
Hot. Sometimes you can't choose. Just saying.
I think that you can have more than one soulmate if something happens to one of them. Yeah. I think there can be more than one person for you. But
sorry.
No, go.
Good question, Bria. How can people hate Elena for dating both but not Catherine?
I think people do hate Catherine for dating both.
But they hate her for... Not for dating both, but for
there are
other
bigger
reasons
to hate her.
Yeah.
But no one harps on the fact that Catherine also dated both brothers, and both of them, I mean, that's another person who they thought that Catherine was their soulmate, so why isn't that?
That's the more...
She loved them both.
To me, that's a more valid point, because Damon at one point, I think if this had been Catherine and she was like, I'm doing this, would he have done it for her? I don't know.
Well,
I don't think
point,
so.
At one point, I think he would have.
I would like to think not. I think that this is a different... This is my favorite relationship on television. I think that they are, like, the be-all, end-all. We'll talk more about Delana in a little, because I just wanted to focus on the brothers now, but it's hard for me to think otherwise.
Oh, well, one thing before we end with the brothers, I've read so many articles, like, that Julie Plec, you know, has been interviewed, and she says, it's a love story basically between the brothers. Elena is obviously a very important part of it, but it's basically there. And I've been to so many panels, and she's like, it's them, it's the brothers. That's the love story.
I think that that's valid. I'm pulling it up right now, though, because my problem with that is the tagline of the show is not that. And it's fair enough for Julie to say that now, but the tagline of the show is like two brothers that are in love with one one girl or something. I don't know if you can grab that for me because I'm not getting internet, but I just, yes, now that Nina's leaving, to say that makes total sense.
But she said, I saw a panel about 2 years ago and she said that. She did say that.
I get that. I love their brotherly relationship, but I don't feel like that's the way that this show has been set up. It's been set up as a love triangle since day one. Yep. It really has. And so, again, there's nothing to say other than the fact that I'm incredibly devastated that she's leaving, but I have very high hopes for this show. Because it has never steered me wrong.
And the storylines that it's playing with right now, they're really exciting. And it's making me excited to see what's going to happen.
That's true. That's really true. We haven't even touched upon the biggest storyline in tonight's episode, the biggest event that's happening. We're going to a wedding.
Going to the chapel. And we're going to get married.
I said not so getting married because it didn't happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have dropped down so you could have. No, next time you go up the octave and I'll.
You don't want my soprano.
Okay. So we're going to get married. Obviously, we're talking about Joe and Alaric's wedding. I love their relationship. I think it's great. I'm really excited for them. Hooray. Have we ever seen anything go right on the show that's like supposed to be an event like this? No. Was I very, very nervous the entire episode that something was going to happen to one or both of them or the people inside of her? Yes. Oh my God, I don't want to make Sam cry. I can see it starting to come too.
Make her cry.
I know. Before we get to the crying part, there's a few things that happened at this wedding. Number one, we need Caroline to go through all her apologies. Mm. She's going to this wedding. She's having a chipper day. The person who's supposed to be planning it is puking with the flu, so she's called back. Caroline's like, all right, I got this covered, but I also am going to make my apologies on this trip. Here we go. Elena, yo, I'm sorry. All right, that was easy. Sure. Stefan, I'm going to avoid you like the plague. So yeah. I'm going to hit Tyler in the meantime, because he's a little bit easier. So Caroline goes to Tyler, and she's like, yeah, so I tried to kill you. Sorry? I mean, in what world do any of your friends come up to you and they're like, ooh, my bad?
But he tried to kill her, too.
That's interesting that you say that because the whole time she was apologizing, I was like, okay, I don't care, Caroline. We forgive you. Like, we forgive you.
You turned your humanity off. We get it. We understand.
I didn't even care. I didn't need her to say these apologies.
Did Elena go around and say the apologies when she turned it off?
Tonight she said she did. I don't know if we saw it on TV, but apparently we did.
I don't really remember her going like to each person. Do it.
I mean, everyone kind of goes through their apology tour.
Well, when you kill a bunch of people and you almost kill some of your friends, you gotta apologize.
Yeah.
Even if your humanity was off, it's still not a nice thing to do. Yeah. I would hope they wouldn't do it too often, but sometimes. So Caroline goes to him, and he's sitting there, and he's helping with the wedding, and in the middle of the apology, Liv comes in, and I'm saying, what the hell is Liv doing here? And then Liv's like, did you forget that I'm Joe's sister? And I'm like, yes, I did. Yep. Wow, you're talking to me right now. Yes, I did. Were you guys surprised to see her walk in, or were you guys like, oh, yeah, this is Joe's sister?
I was like, yeah, that's Joe's sister. Why wouldn't she be at the wedding?
I read she was going to be here, but I had forgotten in that moment that she was Joe's sister.
I don't know why. There's so much going on. It blew my mind.
I was surprised to see her, but then she was acting like her normal self, which was kind of like moody, and
she annoyed me in tonight's episode.
I
liked her when she was with us last time, but then tonight she's like pissed at Tyler, and I'm
like, is that seriously all you have to say to me?
Yeah, but at the same time, she did try to kill herself, and Tyler's being really mean to her. Like, no, she didn't just like try to OD or anything. She obviously tried to do it for the better of her coven, but Tyler was mad that she was willing to give up her life, and she knocked him out and all that stuff. I understand why Tyler's mad, but why doesn't he just say, I'm upset?
Well, Tyler has a temper.
I know.
And they said it 5 times tonight. It's a full moon tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, foreshadow. God. Tyler's turning into a werewolf.
Especially when something blows up like that.
Yeah.
You get pissed about it.
Sorry, you can continue, Katie.
Something bad's coming. Does everybody remember that Tyler's leaving the show because it's being a little overshadowed?
Yeah, like, it is.
He should announce it the same day.
Is he just going to, like, turn into a wolf and run off?
Or he's gonna flip the gene and be like, I'd rather not live life than live like this.
No, like, that's gonna be really upsetting.
I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea. We don't know if they're killing them off, if they're just leaving. We don't know. But anyway, they get into this argument. I didn't have time to deal with it. I was like, all right, good. I'm kind of glad you guys fought, because I can't dedicate more time to you guys either reconciling or arguing right now. I'm still on the Caroline apology train. So we're moving forward on the train. She's there. She's talking to Elena again. And Stefan walks up. And she turns her entire body around and faces away. It's just the two of them at this point. Girl, is that how you hide from somebody? Because I think he sees you. Could you have made that more awkward and obvious? It was really actually kind of adorable, though. And so anyway, this is a big Steriline moment. We're thinking, holy crap, this is it. They're going to get together. They're going to kiss. She's finally telling how she feels.
They're holding hands.
They're holding hands. Mm-hmm. They're at a wedding. This is romantic. What the hell happened?
They took everything from us tonight. I literally feel...
Wait till next week.
They're starting, but I mean, it's like, give us something good tonight. I thought that was going to be the good. Yeah. Stefan and Caroline, they're going to get together. Nope.
If you didn't know that Elena was leaving, then they didn't take everything from us tonight, because there was that big, big Delana moment. But now that we know that's not inevitably not going to happen. So now that Steriline isn't happening, I'm like, what?
And Jalaric.
Yeah, and Jalaric. They took everything.
Everything.
Were you guys thinking that Caroline was going to be like, so this is how I feel. I've given up so much. I just want to be with you. And he was going to be like, me too. And then there's going to be a makeout? Because that's what I saw.
I thought that it was going to still be a slow build, but I thought that, yes, they were going to go into a positive direction with that. I didn't expect her to be like, so I got to focus on myself.
It's been a slow build. I mean,
but,
come like, on.
But
I mean,
guys, like, T's got something. She's shaking her legs on the table.
Sorry, it doesn't really care. I just wanted to say that I was actually proud of Caroline in this moment because I loved what she said. The one moment when I needed you to say something. Think of all the things that could have been avoided if Stefan had grown a pair of balls and gone up to Caroline and just said, yes, I have feelings for you.
He didn't know if he did.
And I understand that. But now she has to live with this guilt of what the spiral she went down. I still believe in them. I still think it's going to come. But I think Stefan needs to really kind of step into a role to prove to Caroline now that he is worthy, because she was point blank like saying, hey, look at me over here, I'm right here, and he was ignoring it. So if you were that thirsty for a guy and he ignored you, and then all of a sudden he's like, yes, I love you, or whatever, you're not just gonna be like, okay, I forgive you, all's forgiven. Like, no, you gotta make him work a little
bit. But she can't blame him for, like, you know, he's the reason to why she spiraled and did all these things.
She can't blame him, but this is one of those classic you want what you can't have kind of things, and it's not her problem that he was confused. That's what I was gonna say. Yes, he was confused, but that's not her problem. She was just being her, and he didn't needed to figure his stuff out. That's not her fault or her problem. So she was saying, I needed this one thing from you, and you couldn't give it to me, and that's a little unfair to put on him, but at the same time, it's true. We've been very aware of how Caroline's felt for now, like, two seasons.
Yes. Well, maybe he didn't see it. I believe that he didn't see it. And
he dodged her calls summer.
Well, actually, no. He was dodging her calls because he couldn't deal with losing his brother.
Right, but so, I'm saying he knew.
But No, not necessarily. That was just like a really best friendship thing.
But even a year ago, she said it to him, and then he definitely knew because she said it.
Well, he didn't know how he felt, and he wasn't going to make a rash decision and hurt her, so he was taking it, like, step by step, little by little, because, as we know, Stefan and Elena were soulmates, so he's moving on from that. So he's taking it slowly.
I just can't be clumped in your we anymore. I can't be part of your we.
But listen, you guys, Stefan, like, redeemed himself with her. He literally turned off his humanity for Caroline.
Because he was, again, trying to make up for the fact. And he's saving Lily's life at that point. He had no choice. Not Lily's, I'm sorry, the other chick.
Sarah.
Yeah, he was saving Sarah's life. That was not for Caroline. Yeah, he did not do that for Caroline.
He was pinned in a corner, and he was like, choose one of the less of two evils. And he chose one that he knew that someone was going to be able to bring him back for and still save the life of someone who's been fighting their whole life to keep them alive.
What he did do for Caroline is stay in that room with her and pretend that he was also and didn't eat, didn't any of those things. He suffered for her. Mm-hmm. I do think that he is realizing slowly but surely, oh my gosh, I am falling for this girl. It's taken me a long time to realize it, but I am.
Yeah, you can't rush him.
Yeah, you can't rush him, but sometimes it's a little too little too late.
Ooh, sorry, something else. Because someone in here, I can't see your name right now because it's gone, but someone said that Stefan wasn't avoiding her. His brother had just died, and that's why he was, you know, going through grief. Her mother just died. So yeah. In the same way that Stefan couldn't deal with her.
Hand up and then she put it right down.
The same way that Stefan couldn't deal with her in that moment right after her brother, after his brother died, her mother just died. She's going through the same thing and she just turned off her humanity. He went and hid for months after it. So let her have some space and they're going to get back together.
Drops
they just
Mike
need to,
leave.
They just need some space right now. She needs space.
But so nobody should be mad at nobody.
Yes.
No, nobody should be mad at nobody.
Nobody
should
be mad at nobody.
Katie says yay. Yes! Get on board! Okay, so we're still at a wedding. We're in the middle of something still. We don't even have time for Steriline right now. I'm sorry, we just don't, because we got to get on the Delana train. We got to get on the Delana train. Delana does not care that there is a wedding going on, because Delana is going to have sex in the barn no matter what's happening.
Gonna roll around.
I wanted
the hay.
To see more of the sex instead
this
of just
this is a
CW
show. Girl, go to Game of Thrones for that.
Do you not remember the first time that Damon and Elena had sex and it literally was like, it was very intense.
I remember.
Yeah. They threw each other against the wall. Yeah.
But they are, it was, I thought this was a pretty raunchy scene in a fun way. I loved the fact that he said to her, he talks about that, or I don't even know if he talked about that moment. He just knows that he had the moment with the
oh, sorry, a light was just falling off the sky, and I was kind of like, I was kind of like Elena, okay. Where I wanted
Sam,
to vampire
Sam,
over, but I couldn't.
Back.
My heart is racing right now.
So, I saw it falling on your head.
We are having a little bit of sound. If you guys are on iTunes and SoundCloud right now, you're wondering what's going
stay.
On. We're just doing that thing in live production that happens where lights fall and things happen. In the meantime, I'm going to keep on talking, and Tiana's going to help us out over here. So you guys let T focus on that, and you guys focus on me, because I want all the attention, because I'm... Is anybody
we're
listening?
Yeah, we're
she's talking to you guys. Focus
to me?
On her.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so here's what's going on. We've got this Delana moment. We are in the barn.
Yeah.
He's decided to take the cure. She's like, are you sure? I guess for some reason he is. Mm-hmm. We know why. We know. Mm-hmm. He says this beautiful speech. If I was a guy, I would rather the smallest chance of a life, small life with you than the infinite chance of never being with you. I cried during that. That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so she can't keep her hands off him, and they go to the barn. I don't understand how much longer they thought the wedding was going to go on for.
Or how long they could delay it.
Right. Like, yeah. She was like, what time is it? When did you guys start having sex?
The sun was up when they...
I guess, but like...
But there's a wedding!
That's one of those hitting quitting kind of moments. Like, you got to do it and get in, get out, get on with life. Like, you don't got time for that.
Yeah, and she's not a vampire anymore either.
If I was Joe, I would have been pissed. I would have been like, you're my maid of honor. Stop having sex with your boyfriend at this moment. I get it. Like,
yeah.
Just hurry up. I need you here. They're waiting. Bonnie and Matt aren't there. Nobody's there. If I was Joe... Joe was very calm. She's like, smiling, laughing. She'd already been to the hospital once that day. Like... Give the girl a frickin' break and be her maid of honor.
Yeah.
Although, really, what Roxy wanted was the Delana moment. So I get it.
Right.
It was for us fans. Okay, so what are you guys thinking? Obviously, we see this. It's really intense. And at this exact moment, are you like, okay, I'm fine with him taking the cure? Or are you still thinking, I'm not convinced?
I like that he said it those things to her, because it was beautiful what he said to her, and it... It's justifiable that they're so in love that he would give it all up for her, but I just don't see it going through. Obviously, we know she's leaving, so it's not going to go through, and I don't want him to, period, because I don't want him to leave Stefan.
Sam?
No matter what.
I agree with Katie. I just don't think it's going to work out.
The side of the table is like a downer right now about it. I'm still thinking they have hope for the future.
Okay.
Tate, what's going on?
I love Damon, and I think that it shows a lot of growth in his character, and from season one to now, the fact that he's even willing to say that he's going to take the cure, and I think all of his intentions are pure, and he means it, and he's going to, but clearly...
He's on a long run as a vampire.
Yeah, but something's going to go wrong next week, and it's... might not happen.
I guess.
I mean, sorry, I wrote it down because we might not have time for predictions. So either it goes one or two ways. He takes it and then she dies and he's stuck as a human alone. Or they're actually both leaving the show and they only announce that she is to, like, keep people tuned in. And they both take it and then ride off into the sunset together. I don't see a world existing where the two of them are both alive and not together.
He doesn't get a chance to take it because she dies.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think he doesn't get the chance.
But why can't she get blood? Get vampire blood? Is she like, oh, I don't want it?
Because she took the cure, so it would just reject. Right. She can't
What's going on, Katie?
We need to just talk about the Selena very brief moment that happened when he walked up to her and she talked about feelings going back. And I was like, yes.
Okay, that happened. It was ridiculous. And he called her out on it being ridiculous. And he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to brother swap again. And I was like, okay, we have bigger things to deal with. This is just a fact that Kai is back. Amazing. And we have to talk. Okay, I'm glad you were pleased. I'm glad the Selena fans were pleased. Okay, Kai's here. Kai has been cloaked. He all of a sudden is like, hey, by the way, I'm going to pop up at the wedding and I'm going to kill my sister. And also, remember the fact that she has twins inside her? I know she has twins and they're going to gun for me. So, ha ha ha, let me just kill everything in your stomach and abdomen and die.
Which, if he had just stopped and asked Joe her plan, she was planning to run off with her twins so that they wouldn't have to merge anyway. So you didn't have to kill the damn babies.
It's about communication.
Communication is key.
That's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Just, everybody has to be on the same plan.
Yeah, and they're just not.
When they're not on the same plan in different, like, worlds and years.
It was so tough after those vows, his beautiful vows. And she was like, that's a tough act to follow. I'll tell you how you follow it, by getting stabbed by your brother. That sure as hell follows an act.
And the white dress and the blood.
Was the knife the knife that she stored her magic in?
I don't know.
Like, in... Because remember, didn't she store it in a
Is there any way the kids are still alive? Or that Joe or that Joe could live? Can anybody live? And then he blows everything up, and then Elena flies, and now she's out of commission. Like, is anybody living?
Was everyone there a witch or a vampire? Because there could be some humans there.
All right. Well, this is our time for really quick predictions from you guys.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I'm setting it up. It's our season finale next week. It's the big season finale, and we know that we're losing Tyler and Elena. That's all I want to hear from you guys. How are they going? Both dying? One of them dying?
I don't know, but all I know is that Damon said tonight, I will love you until the day he takes his last breath on this earth, or something along those lines, and I'm just thinking... He's gonna love her, so if she dies and he stays alive, he's not gonna love anyone else, or they both are gonna die on Earth and spend an eternity in the afterlife together.
I'm done with you, T. Katie.
I think we're losing Elena. Like, she's going to die. Really depressing. I'm gonna be very depressed. And Tyler, I don't know. I don't think they could do both of them. I don't want to see both of them. I don't want to see any of them go, really, but...
I know.
I say both. They're both dead.
Did you say Katie's crying?
She was about to cry when she was talking.
I know. She has that face. I'm telling you, I still have to check that tweet. I think they both have to die, because I'm not going to be okay if they're both alive and just not on the show. It's going to be like, where the hell are you?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
All right, guys, thanks so much for joining the conversation with us this week. Tiana, in the meantime, where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @TianaHobson. Check me out.
Katie?
You can find me on Twitter at @KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell. Instagram at @KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I do a weekly vlog.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43 and online at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Make sure you check out that picture that I tweeted. I am telling you, it is worth it. They look amazingly crying in that thing. You guys can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Give us that 5-star, the thumbs up, write a comment. We read everything you guys have to say. We absolutely love you. You're the best fans in the entire world. See you next week for the finale. Same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.